Fellow soldier, where's thine armor? Is it time to put it off? Hast thou listened to the charmer? Dost thou fear the worldling scoff? Brother, has thy courage failed? Has the wily foe prevailed? Thou art not what once I knew thee, well equipped for battle then. Since the world began to woo thee, thou hast been like other men. Be again what once thou wast. Stop, oh stop, ere all be lost. Knowst thou what the foe is doing? Knowst thou what a foe he is? Baffled often, still pursuing, bent upon his prey to seize. Brace thine armor on again, brother, who can harm thee then? Proof it is, when tried it fails not, tempered by unerring skill. Here the fiery dart avails not, strike it may, it cannot kill. Be it thine again to wield faith's impenetrable shield. Shun this place, for death is in it. This is not a place for thee. Reach the prize if thou wouldst win it. Be as thou was wont to be. To the battlefield repair, thou wilt gather trophies there. 'Tis a prize well worth the winning, one beyond all others far. So thou thoughtest when beginning in the mortal strife to share. Then didst thou esteem the cross wealth indeed, all else but loss. Lost. Thou hast sinned, but know the Lord is willing all to pardon still. Sweet and full of grace his word is, let him come whoever will. Many wonders here are found, brother, this is holy ground. Here is all that thou hast need of, that which takes thy sin away. But in time to come take heed of that which led thee far astray. Evil shun and evil man, never leave the Lord again. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 through 4. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Put on the whole armor of God and keep that word of God on you. Don't get entangled with the affairs of this life.